Abide with me. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. John 15, verse 9. Let not your heart be troubled. John 14, verse 1. Abide in my love. John 15, verse 10. As the Lord prepared to leave the disciples he loved, he comforted them. He told them not to be troubled, for he knew he was to leave them. He told them he was going to the Father and would come back again. He told them that though they would see him no more, he would be with them. He told them he was preparing a home for them and would return to them. He told them that despite the trouble they faced, he would be with them always. He told them the Holy Comforter of God would come to them to indwell them. He knew that in this world they would have tribulations and disappointments. He knew the difficulties, the sadness, the pain, the trials they all had to face. He knew there was one way and one way alone that they could overcome. Abide in me. Remain in me. Keep your heart fixed unrelentingly on me. Abiding in him is even deeper than rest. It's a decision of the heart. It's a consciousness of resting in him and of him living through us. It is enjoining with him at the very sphere, centre and circumference of life. Jesus knew that in sadness he would be there abiding joy. In disappointments he would be there abiding hope. In dark times he would be there abiding light. In suffering he would be there abiding grace. In sickness, he would be there abiding health. In poverty, he would be there abiding treasure. In death, he would be there abiding life. Jesus knows nothing can disturb us when we are abiding in him. And down through the past 20 centuries, his words have comforted many. Down through the church age, abiding in him has been the Christian's hope. Rest in me. Abide in me. Sit under the shadow of my love and be still. In the mid-1800s, there was a dearly loved minister who learned this truth. His name was Light. And he was dying of tuberculosis. But Light was inspired to write the words of a hymn. The words that he wrote have brought comfort to many thousands. Abide with me. The hymn was finished the very Sunday he gave his farewell sermon. He spoke to the friends and flock that he loved and taught for many years. The next day he left for Italy, hoping to regain his failing health. Light did not complete the journey. He died 3 weeks later. It was in Nice in France where his life journey was ended. But some of the final words to his little flock in his hometown were these. O brethren, I stand here among you today as alive from the dead, if I may hope to impress upon you and induce you to prepare for that solemn hour which must come to all by a timely acquaintance with the death of Christ. Soon and very soon we will all stand before the Lord, but every day that passes is a day of grace when we can draw closer to him. Each passing day is an opportunity to lean on him, rest in him, abide in him. In disappointments, he is our abiding hope. In dark times, he is our abiding light. In suffering, he is our abiding grace. In sickness, he is our abiding health. In poverty, he is our abiding treasure. In death, he is our abiding life. We know that nothing can disturb us when we are abiding in him. Abide with me. Fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens. Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, oh, abide with me. Swift to its close ebbs out life's little day. Earth's joys grow dim, its glories pass away. Change and decay in all around I see. O thou who changest not, abide with me. Not a brief glance I beg, a passing word, but as thou dwellest with thy disciples, Lord, familiar, condescending, patient, free, come not to sojourn, but abide with me. Come not in terror as the King of Kings. Be kind and good, with healing in thy wings. Tears for all woes, a heart for every plea. Come, friend of sinner, and thus abide with me. Thou on my head in early youth didst smile, and, though rebellious and perverse meanwhile, thou hast not left me, oft as I left thee. On to the close, O Lord, abide with me. I need thy presence every passing hour. What but thy grace can foil the tempter's power? Who like thyself my guide and stay can be? Through cloud and sunshine, Lord, abide with me. I fear no foe with thee at hand to bless. Ills have no weight and tears no bitterness. Where is death's sting? Where grave thy victory? I triumph still if thou abide with me. Hold thou thy cross before my closing eyes. Shine through the gloom and point me to the skies. Heaven's morning breaks and earth's vain shadows flee. In life, in death, O Lord, abide with me.